It's good. People seem to like it, and I certainly do.
And can we drink the wines? Are they commercially available?
They are commercially available, but I don't think that I have any. We're very small, and I should bring some with me because I don't think I have the license, the proper license, to ship it to Australia.
Oh, okay, right. And New Zealand. Yes.
And New Zealand, absolutely. I don't have the license to ship it anywhere, actually, but I'm hoping to someday.
Right. And have you been down here before?
I was in Auckland about 1988.
All right, yeah, a wee while ago.
Yeah, it was a wee while ago.
Yeah, and was that on a solo tour with the album you'd put out then, or what was it?
I don't remember flying there. I think I just came there to go fishing.
Yeah.
We went north out of Auckland up to a seashore, a very small seashore town. It was incredibly beautiful. But I feel I'm really lucky. We have about 4 days off in New Zealand on this tour. So we'll get to look around a little bit. I doubt that I'll fish, but I'll get to see a lot more of the countryside. And I hope to visit some vineyards.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones of those, too. I can't help but think how similar your talking voice is to Michael McDonald, who I've interviewed as well. And he's an old buddy of yours, isn't he, who's coming on the tour?
We've known each other for some time, yeah. And we've been doing some dates together, too, for the last 5 or 6 months. And it's been real special. I love his music and his band. We have followed a similar love for rhythm and blues for all these years.
Just listening to Silk Degrees the other day, I cracked out the vinyl. I still have the original vinyl of that. Take us back to working on that album and the process involved, because you were highly acclaimed at that stage, but you hadn't yet had the sales success. So what was going through your head when you were working on Silk Degrees?
Which I have never driven a Ferrari, but I can imagine what it must be like. The musicianship was very, very high, and there were a lot of ideas, and it was like any idea or any little start of a motion was these musicians just picked up and ran with in a way that I'd never experienced. I'd come out of a background of playing in bands, but it was my first experience in working with sort of hand-chosen studio musicians.
Just before I let you go, now with that specific song, Lowdown, which is my favorite, what does that song mean to you now?
You know, that's probably more than any song, the one that I feel closest to musically. I've performed it many, many times, as you'd imagine, and it somehow miraculously changes every time I play it. Every night, every show, that song seems to speak to an audience unlike any song that I do, and it speaks to me as well in a really kind of amazing way. I'm glad you like it. Thanks.